DNC.
Hi, is Gretchen in?
This is Gretchen.
Hi, Gretchen. It's Jeremiah from Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, Jeremiah. How are you?
I'm doing well. Long time no talk.
Yeah, it's been a few weeks.
It has been.
You caught me at lunch last time. So.
Yeah, it was really brief.
Yeah. So the owners had me follow through with this, and we got down. I'm not sure how I ended up with Kevin. I was looking with Kevin Bice on this recently.
Yeah, no, he's one of the senior reps here.
Okay.
So yeah, he specializes in the department you guys
okay,
your business. So but yeah, he communicates with me, so he's letting me know what's going on with
okay,
your
Okay, groovy.
Yeah.
We were concerned we got this document yesterday, which is the business loan agreement.
Uh-huh.
There were some discrepancies between what we were told and what's in this document. So
sure, let me know what those are. Let's work through it. Let me know what your concerns are, and I'll see if I can get it fixed.
Okay, groovy. So one thing was Kevin had sent over an email that said there would be some early payoff options. So I was trying to bring up his email here. Scroll down. Early payoff, 6% reduction of total remaining payments, that kind of thing.
Okay.
The document itself is very specific. Says there, you owe this amount of money. This is what you're going to pay. It doesn't matter if you pay off early. This is what you're going to pay. And so that was we were a little taken back by that, obviously. And
sure. I will find that out. What else?
Right now, I think that was the biggest one. Obviously, it was presented as kind of an unsecured loan.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. This is a lot of legalese. Obviously, when he read through it, he felt. Let me read his email here this morning. He felt it's very clear that you pledge all business assets, including real estate, and all in any account. It also has a survivable personal guarantee that survives all bankruptcies, including business and personal. It also binds you so you would be unable to sell any equipment for any reason. He's concerned about that because we have three pieces of equipment that we're getting ready to sell. So I'm sure that's
right.
A big thing for him. Also, it was presented as, where did I run across that this morning, that it's for the business, it's not, you know, for the, where did I read that so that I'm saying it correctly? That one might be harder for me to get. It might have been. Sorry, I'm talking myself. Give me this.
No, no worries. Take your time. Go ahead.
I think
I'm just taking notes down, so.
Yeah, you're fine. Okay, so, the original email I got from you, rates are 3 to 3 years, early payoffs, additional discount. This business loan goes on your personal credit, or your business credit, not your personal credit. I think you read into something in there that he felt it was a little more personal than just business, and I don't know what he read there to. Again, I'm just kind of in the middle. So those were the concerns he had.
Okay. No, I totally understand, and we hear them all the time. Sometimes it's just worded confusing, you know, where it sounds like one thing, but it means another.
I read the one about the early payoff. That one is not
that's
confusing
a big one.
At all.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You're absolutely right.
You agree that your obligations are absolutely unconditional, may not be prepaid. There's no – where was the other one? Oh, right here. You are required to pay all amounts owed to us under this agreement. Even if you pay some or all of these amounts before they are due in big caps, no payments you make to us will result in a discounted payoff of your obligation.
Yeah, that's very clear of what it
is. That's pretty dang clear, even for an English major of myself who has no lawyer in her.
It's pretty black and white right there. Okay,
right.
Let me make a phone call to the underwriters and see what I can dig up. And then if we have to redo it or find a different program, we can do that. And then I'll find out about the it being unsecured to make sure and what they mean by what I'm from my experience, what that means is if you ever default it on the loan, there is a guarantor on the loan. So whoever signs personally for the loan, we could try to go right. We could try to go get our money from the business, but technically we're not holding anything. So we can't, you know, go and take any equipment that you guys may have. It's literally, it would be, you know, through the whole legal department of, they might be able to freeze stuff to where you can't do business until we're paid, but that's, we can't go and take your, you know, heavy machinery. It's just, it's not secured in that aspect.
Yeah, like so, I said, I know that we have some equipment we want to sell here really quickly in the near future, so.
Yeah, and this is all for if you guys don't pay us. That's all that
sure,
is.
Sure, I get that.
You know, so as long as the payments are being made, there's never an issue. But I will definitely confirm what that means and sure. You know, the details
the
on that.
The scary part point. Of owning a business is sometimes
defaulting.
You know, right? Because,
yeah, absolutely. I know.
We had three customers go bankrupt this year,
absolutely.
and we don't get paid. So, you know. Everything is always in good faith. Everything is always to move forward and grow. But, you know, the scary part is there's always that unknown out there that you have no control over. So.
Exactly. And
just want to make sure.
Of course. And I don't blame them. I'd be the same way, you know. And we see it all the time. So I will clarify what that means. And then as far as the personal and business credit, I'll clarify that too. And then I'll give you a call back.
Sounds good, Jeremiah. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Gretchen.
All right. Bye-bye.